Welcome, gentle listener. I am Baldemort, your faithful servant, and I wish to introduce you to the forces, factions, and faces of the Warhammer 40K setting. The grim darkness of the far future, where there is no time for peace. There is only time for war. And today, I am working on something very green for the weekend, so please do excuse me if I give you a straight read. Also, I see no point in trying to change the words which have been used. After all, this is Games Workshop setting. So, let us begin. To quote, Forge Worlds. Greatest amongst the Forge Worlds is Mars, the Red Planet. Situated in the Sol system, it is the seat of the Cult Mechanicus's highest power. Mars is the fulcrum upon which the religious, political, and military might of the Tech Priest turns, its importance to the Imperium second only to its sister world, Holy Terra. Mars is the original Forge World, a planet given over in ages past to holy industry on an unprecedented scale. The ancient hollow reliquaries paint a picture of an isolated and terrifying era, long before the Imperium. Civil wars and disasters left Mars an irradiated wasteland. A surviving culture underground relied heavily upon their remaining technology, so much so that its use and maintenance became ritualized. Technology became synonymous with life, their machine god with human survival. Deserts of ferrous particulates blow along the fringes of vast accretions of chem-stained metropolises that encompass entire tectonic plates. Crackling capacitor banks the size of cities churn the thick and spoiled atmosphere, creating localized storms so persistent that they are named as fixtures on ancient maps. Pollutants billow from stacks emblazoned with technoglyphs and crenellated with emitters that blare binaric canticles in praise of the machine god. The ceaseless din of divine creation reverberates through the ground while plumes of cinders and sparks gush from huge volcanic-like vents. This is the perfection wrought by the Adeptus Mechanicus, and Mars's preeminence has seen its likeness remade in praiseworthy imitation time and again across the galaxy. Tech priests throughout the Imperium are referred to collectively as the Priesthood of Mars. It is considered the holiest place of pilgrimage for adepts of the Cult Mechanicus, who move to rapture by the solar collector fields of Arcadia, the spiraled glory of Tantalus Hive, and the rearing majesty of Olympus Mons, wherein resides the Fabricator General of Mars. As political and religious leader of the Red Planet, the Fabricator General is ex officio head of the Adeptus Mechanicus, and holds a permanent position as a High Lord of Terror. All Forge Worlds owe nominal fealty to Mars, and its ruler is invested with a divine right over all others, judging on matters of doctrine and legitimizing contentious articles of trade. Few slavishly submit to the Red Planet's superiority. Discoveries of ancient techno-arcana are often hidden rather than revealed to Martian eyes. Schisms in theology and competition for resources can mar relationships for centuries, and on occasion, small wars have broken out. Neither is Mars itself a homogeneous, unitary domain. Subsects conduct treasonous research or plot for power, hacking rival power wells, annexing territory, or appropriating assets. Most Forge Worlds solemnly respect the Red Planet's historical primacy. Many include elements of its ruddy livery in their own attire as a tacit recognition of this power, whether genuinely felt or not, and Mars is viewed as speaking with the authority of the machine god. Thus, its Fabricator General is well-versed in complex and aggressive factionalized interests, making their position on the Council of High Lords relatively secure against assassination, coercion, and deception. The Forge Worlds of the Adeptus Mechanicus. Mars, birthplace of the Cult Mechanicus. The Red Planet is the foundation stone of the Adeptus Mechanicus, and is vaunted as one of the holiest of all celestial orbs by its adherents, second only to Terra itself. Mars's arrogant tech priests see themselves as the most blessed of the machine god's followers, to which all others must pay an exacting measure of respect, and to whom is due a commensurate ratio of resources. The zealotry of Mars's tech priests is heralded by the constant buzz of static psalms, their obedient warriors incanting the high rites of the Omnissiah as they march ever forward. Mars maintains its preeminence amongst the Adeptus Mechanicus by colonizing worlds rich in sought-after resources, launching explorator fleets to the fringes of the Imperium, and raising monumental forge temples to the glory of the Machine God. Agents of Mars are spread throughout the galaxy, throughout mankind's armed forces, amongst a great number of the Imperial Navy warships, and even found overseeing other forge worlds. The Red Planet counts amongst its empire more subservient industrial worlds, forge moons, and automated void stations than any of its peers, and great trails of machinery, ammunition, and technological wonders flow between its holdings. The Martian tech priests are the heralds of the Machine God. They suffer no affront to the Forge World's majesty, and no suggestion that its creations are not the greatest. Their engines are blessed with the most holy unguents, and their vast Scutarii cohorts exult in their role as the holy warriors of their deity's chosen realm. Though still considered mere tools by their tech priest masters, the Martian Scutarii are inducted into selected lesser mysteries of the Cult Mechanicus, for if the tech priests are the most blessed, then so must their tools and creations be also. Marshals are implanted with stringent superiority protocols, making them unrelenting in their mobilization of Mars's cohorts, and fanatically driven to derive nothing less than perfection from those they direct. In the mammoth logistical undertaking of the Indomitus Crusade, macroclades from the Red Planet accompany a great many of Gilliman's fleets, fighting alongside contingents from across the Imperium. Their warriors know they embody the martial honor of the Adeptus Mechanicus in the eyes of others, and will not be found wanting. Mars is strictly stratified in its social order. The lowest level consists of the citizens, mainly unaugmented human populations who labor en masse at simple tasks such as sorting isotope scrap, tending hydroponics, breaking ore, or stoking forges. Tasks for which even conversion to servitorhood is not required. As subjects of their Forge World's masters, they are indoctrinated into the most basic tenets of the Cult Mechanicus, though without the specialized neural interfaces of the initiated, they cannot experience or understand the holy binaric psalms that continuously blare across their planet. Most citizens aspire to gain status and escape lives of grinding misery by joining the Scutarii. Those that succeed receive what for many will be their first bionics, and perhaps even a way of later entering the priesthood. Lesser citizens may sport tattoos and piercings suggesting of such bionics, but wear common work clothes. Regardless of station, Martians have a tendency to be burly, saturnine, and shaven-headed, usually with a temper to match their dour aspect. All sport electus, though their subcutaneous cyberwear is a far less sophisticated version of that carried by Mars's elite. Through these circuits can the glory of the Omnissiah be channeled. In times of great strife, Mars's tech priests can use these interfaces to militarize the Red Planet's populace, turning ordinary hab workers still blighted by their bodies of flesh and blood into doubtless warriors of the Machine God. The Ring of Iron. Surrounding Mars's equator and incorporating the moon of Phobos is a circlet of interlinked dockyards, orbital transfer hubs, atmospheric scrubbers, and toxic refineries too dangerous to even allow on the Red Planet's abused and irradiated surface, compromising many other installations, including survey outposts, formidable defense platforms, and vast construction facilities. This Ring of Iron is most notable for the huge warships and other large star-faring constructs that are built along its length in gigantic suspended docks. Forge World Lucius, the Hollow Forge. Classified as a Supernatura Majoris, the Forge World of Lucius is a vast hollow planet whose industrial sprawl carpets its inner surface. In the planet's empty heart burns an immense artificial sun, a fusion mega-reactor that the Lucian tech priests claim to have built, but whose origins may be more mysterious by far. Once in its history has Lucius suffered the perils of doctrinal dissent. Long ago, the planet's forge star was almost sent into critical overload during the infamous Inkalkata Schism. Lucius survived that near catastrophe, and has ever since been a blazing beacon of orthodoxy and compliance with the dictates of Mars. Its tech priests are fierce of faith and dynamic of action, devoted servants of the Omnissiah All. Moreover, the incalculable energy yield of their artificial star ensures that Lucian Magi stand at the forefront of martial production. Their world has the capacity to fashion many incredible technologies, not least of which is the proprietary alloy, Lucian. This remarkable substance is incorporated into ornate masterwork weapons and bionics, which are granted only to the most worthy Scitarii and the marshals that lead them to battle. More than this, Lucius' patent weapons and war engines have all garnered a well-deserved reputation for excellence across vast swathes of the Imperium. From the radium carbines and galvanic rifles of Lucius's own Scitarii to half-mile-long void ship lance arrays, heavily armored battle tanks, mass-stamped lasguns, and bizarre techno-esoterica, the mark of this forge world is a byword for quality and efficiency. Among the most amazing of Lucius's technologies are the immense god engines of its Titan Legion. Known as the Legio Astorum, or more colloquially, as the Warp Runners, these machines glory in the unique ability to teleport directly into battle. It goes without saying that the sudden appearance of towering engines of destruction upon the battlefield has won more than one battle in spectacular fashion. With weaker-willed foes fleeing in panic or dropping dead from terror before the Legio Astorum engines open fire. Yet, the Warp Runners are far from Lucius's only proud martial asset. Always eager to strike out into the galaxy and wrest from it the natural resources to feed the Blessed Forgers, Lucius's macroclades are amongst the swiftest and most aggressive fielded by any forge world. Their iron striders, Cerberus cores, and dune crawlers surge towards the enemy with ferocious speed, often overrunning the enemy before they realize their peril. The genius and innovation of the tech priests of Lucius was displayed anew when a splinter fleet of High Fleet Leviathan invaded the planet. Dispatching their Legio Cybernetica and a host of battle servitors to the planet's outer surface, the tech priests Dominus largely fought their battles from below the planet's crust. By tracking the motions of their servant clades and controlling activities via data tethers, they waged their war without risking direct harm. Wherever the Tyranid swarms overcame their servitor armies, the tech priests waited for the Xenos Predator to devour the meager biological components before sending servo-skull swarms to carry the most vital of the remaining machine parts below the crust of the planet. There they were installed into fresh recruits, and the next wave sent forth. Though it took months, the resultant war of attrition ended in victory. Deprived of biomatter, the Tyranid bioships were forced to feed upon each other to generate replacement broods, and the Xenos could not keep pace with the recycled machinery parts and refurbished robots constantly marching against them. Forge World Agrippina, Orb of a Million Scars. Agrippina is a world scarred by war, its legions forged in conflict's crucible and tempered through the fires of countless hellish battles. Long has this forge world resisted the hostile attentions of the Dark God's minions, for it stands perilously close to the warp moor known as the Eye of Terror. Once, Agrippina labored day and night to supply the fortress world of Cadia with munitions for its endless vigil over the Eye of Terror. So integral to the Forge world was that mission that some Tech priests had interpreted the hermetic symbol in Agrippina's heraldic iconography as representing the Cadian Gate, standing supreme over the forces of chaos. Cadia's fall has forced these and countless other assumptions to be rethought. Even before Abaddon's victory during the 13th Black Crusade, Agrippina was already a heavily fortified and war-scarred world. Heretic raiding parties struck at the Forge world often, some seeking to plunder its technological secrets, while others hoped to disrupt the planet's crucial supply lines to key worlds throughout the Cadian war zone. Since Cadia's fall, the frequency and severity of those attacks has increased tenfold. Agrippina exists in a state of near-constant conflict, fighting wars of both attack and defense, as its macroclade seeks to drive back the endless tides of foes spilling from the Eye of Terror. Typically dispassionate, the planet's tech priests take every opportunity to hone their armies and defenses, dissecting every data psalm and noospheric inquisition extracted from each battle and employing their learnings with dogmatic determination. Yet, the priests of the Omnissiah are not above emotions when pushed to it. The assaults upon their world by unclean servants of the Dark Mechanicum, by obliterated cults, acquisitive warpsmiths, and even loathsome traitor Titan legions have instilled in the tech priests of Agrippina a cold and unbending hatred for the worshippers of the Dark Gods. The priests have perfected countless methods of slaughtering their heretic foes, and will fight on against them even unto the collapse of all logic and reason. Such is their disgust. While Agrippina's stoic defenders have refined their protocols of repudiation and dogged resistance, its tech priests have formulated complex strategies of aggressive counter-sieges as well. Huge wedges of Cerberus sulfur hounds are unleashed into advancing enemy formations in shockingly brutal and seemingly reckless maneuvers. Smaller units of Skitarii Rangers and Cerberus Raiders harry the enemy, while flights of Archaeopter, Fusilaves, and Stratoraptors strike simultaneously, sometimes adding greatly to the Forge World's own casualties. Any surviving Skitarii of the first charge are pulled back into the second wave, and then the procedure repeats. By the time the enemy reach the guns of the stationary defenders, they are fractured, bloodied, and demoralized. Their cohesion ready to fall when Agrippina's precision volleys fall upon them. The Forge World's cogitator shrines have also long determined preemptive strikes as integral to its defense. Its tech priests have plunged the spear of their fleet deep into the Eye of Terror many times, seeking to raise the nightmarish forges of the Dark Mechanicum. As with many powerful and well-fortified worlds throughout the wider Cadian Gate, Agrippina has become a focal point not only for conflict, but also for refugees. It is natural that fleeing Imperial citizens and soldiery alike would put aside their prejudices in such desperate times and seek shelter behind the ironclad bulwarks of the Adeptus Mechanicus. Agrippina welcomes all willing to serve the Omnissiah. Many have chosen starvation over what the planet's magi see as a logical contribution to ultimate victory, but countless others have stepped willingly into the Omnissiah's embrace. This influx of raw organic materials has thus far allowed Agrippina to replace losses amongst its labor clades and Skitarii cohorts as swiftly as they are inflicted. Whether this will continue to be the case remains to be seen. Styges 8. The Ever-Staring Cyclops. The Magi of Styges 8 are not well trusted by their peers from other Forge worlds. Their cohorts have a dark reputation for dubious behaviors relating to the pursuit and acquisition of prescribed Xenos technologies, a practice about which their tech priests remain secretive and singly unrepentant. The Forge world of Styges 8 lies west of Terra. It is actually a moon, one of several orbiting a ringed gas giant in the binary star system of Vulcanus. Though the knowledge of the event is buried in the Forge world's deepest and most ancient data stacks, This system was almost lost to heretic forces long ago, during the dark days of the Horus Heresy. As malevolent as the touch of the traitor might be, Styges VIII was further tainted, in that it was saved from conquest not by good, honest Imperial reinforcements, but by the pernicious activities of the Eldari. None now live who know the truth of these events, for even Styges VIII's fabricated general is unaware of the hidden truth buried in the Forge World's cogitational architecture. Yet, though the root cause of Xenos' intervention might be lost, the effect of this strange interdiction can be seen in the secretive society known as the Xenorites, who exist within the Forge World's tech priesthood. The Xenorites study and seek to exploit all aspects of Xenos technology. They court accusations of heresy by delving into the secret workings of everything from Drukhari shadow fields and Tau gravitic propulsion technologies to chimeric shiver tech, Kymbrak spite forging, striite barb blades, and countless other alien sciences besides. Ever inquisitive, the armies of Styges VIII have come into conflict many times with Xenos species whose technologies they wish to appropriate, but also, on occasion, with Imperial forces who have either taken a dim view of the Xenorites' research, or else stood, knowingly or not, between the clandestine group and their prized knowledge. The more orthodox forces of the Forge World are talented obfuscators as well, and their use of shrouding technologies, diversionary activities, and secretive binaric subcodes to conceal their labors has given the tech priests of Styges VIII a suspicious reputation indeed. There are those amongst the Stygian priesthood who once took their obsession with Xeno tech war to another level entirely. A pentarchy of Forge Lords led exploratory crusade Vernio, breaching the ancient webway portals of nearby Vulcanis III, and taking their entire war procession into the labyrinthine dimension of the Eldari. They sought nothing less than to find the Black Library, plunder its boundless riches of knowledge, and return triumphant to Styges VIII. What foes and horrors they faced, no one can say. When the Great Rift opened, the webway portals mysteriously sealed shut, and the entire host vanished from all records. Forge World Greyer, the Crown of Miracles. The armed forces of Greyer are amongst the most indomitable, indefatigable, and downright stubborn to fight in defense of the Imperium. They are a byword for martial discipline and obstinacy both, advancing into firestorms with inhuman fearlessness that is as unsettling as it is inspirational. Everything about the armies of Greyer bespeaks ironclad control. So hardwired is their logic, it is said that they can even shield themselves from the malign attention of enemy psykers. Prior to entering battle, the ruling tech priests of the Greyan military draw up resilient battle plans and doctrinal subroutines based on dispassionate logic. These are then disseminated to their foot soldiers with the weight of holy writ. So commanded, every Greyan warrior knows their role in the wider sphere of battle and strives to fulfill it with unswerving determination. Many of the eyewitness accounts from other Imperial forces of Greyan Scutarii acting more like battle automata than living, thinking beings. Neither terrifying inhuman enemies nor thunderous incoming fire can halt the warriors of Greyer while their orders remain unfulfilled. Indeed, their macroclades have been described as pressing forward unto their own destruction with an almost mindless determination. This tenacity has proven an asset upon many battlefields where Greyan soldiers have crushed their foes under a relentless advance or waged attritional battles that eventually break the enemy with the horror of their cast. Yet, it has also proven detrimental in battles such as the Ulgar Gulch Offensive and the Sarmuth Massacre, where prudent retreat or rapid tactical flexibility would have prevented the wholesale annihilation of Greyer's advancing cohorts. Of course, such tragic defeats carry little emotional weight with the Forge World's tech priests. Instead, each such disaster is simply analyzed, dissected, and broken down into strategic data, which is fed into their predictive models for future conflicts. Greyer itself is unusual in that the Forge World is crested by a geometrically perfect ring of space stations known as the Greyan Crown. It is within this megastructure that the Forge World's armies reside, and from it they deploy to repel those who seek to invade the world below. Moreover, the entire vast structure can move under its own power and even translate into warp space, allowing the armies of Greya to forge out across the galaxy and exploit the resources of distant worlds, though knowledge of this technology is suppressed as much as possible. Travel aboard the Greyan Crown is an imperfect process. The megastructure has repeatedly attracted the hostile attentions of both warp entities and the ancient Necrons, and entire battles have been fought within its weirdly symmetrical depths to prevent it being overrun or captured. Yet so great an advantage is this immense battle fortress that the logical value of its use to Greya far outweighs the potential risk of its loss to a hostile enemy force. When the Greyan Crown leaves, its temples are stocked with munitions and its hold decks provisioned with volunteers. Once a suitable world has been discovered, the Crown's Corazine shunt thrusters lock into a stationary orbit like a tick. Fleets of industrial harvesters descend, leeching the world of its assets. Should an enemy be foolish enough to attempt to board the Crown, its production subroutines adapt. Hundreds of freshly built Skitarii and servitors pour off the production line, and servo carts deliver ammunition to the immovable defenders. While the foe are being bled, the plunder of their world below continues unabated. Forge World Metallica, the gleaming giant of Ultima Segmentum. Metallica is a world sheathed entirely in adamantium, iron, and steel. Its surface is covered with immense interconnected industrial clusters and forge shrines interspersed with landscapes of industrial waste. It is an unsleeping crucible of war production, whose polluted skies ring to the endless clangor of manufacture. Located deep within the Ultima Segmentum, Metallica is the piston-driven industrial heart of the Charadon sector. In a region located close to the ever-expanding Orc Empire of the Arch-Arsonist, and now also the raging fury of the Great Rift, the role of this world could not be more pivotal. Metallica's endless production quotas see dozens of warfronts kept supplied with arms and armor. Meanwhile, its renowned macroclades of Skitarii and cohort Cybernetica deploy with machine-like efficiency to crush threats both piratical and heretical throughout the entire region. Such is the Metallican fervor for optimized industrial production and their worship of mechanical sterility over organic impurity that the Forge World has been scoured of all native flora and fauna. Yet to think the planet lifeless would be an error. From pole to pole, Metallica seethes with indentured labor, dead-eyed servitors, and conclaves of tech priests avidly overseeing the production of yet more terrifying war engines and deadly weapons ready to fight in the Omnissiah's name. The cacophony of thundering pistons, roaring generatora, clattering assembly lines, and endless binaric plane song roll across the artificial landscape like sonic tidal waves. The racket booms along ironclad canyons like the bellow of the machine god itself. To the Metallican faithful, this endless industrial din is inspiring to the point of being transcendental, for it is the sound of their world worshipping the Omnissiah through deed and output both. They even ensure that it is echoed in the purposefully amplified blare of the weaponry and machines they employ. Thus, every volley of fire or crushing armored advance is a prayer to the machine god writ large on the field of war. Metallica stands proudly apart from Mars, both physically and doctrinally. The Metallican priesthood have long resisted any Martian attempts to impose remote rule. Thus, their Skitarii display only the barest amount of crimson within their heraldry, a grudging nod to the red planet that is all but drowned out amidst the white of Metallica. This color is symbolic to the Metallicans as representative of the purity of the machine and its inevitable victory over weak organics. This strive for purity has been tested as never before in recent times, as Metallica has been imperiled by a chaos invasion led by the Death Guard traitor Legion. The corruption spread in the wars have been met with extreme purgation crusades of ruthless ferocity. the iron scars. The Forge World of Metallica maintains its own Titan Legion, formerly known as the Legio Metallica and informally known as the Iron Scars. This august body was ravaged during the fighting on Armageddon. Under the careful leadership of Princeps Whiston Van Kassen, they have gradually recovered their strength. Yet in the bloody era of the Great Rift, it seems all too likely that the Titan Legion has worse yet to endure. Forge World Riser, Furnace of Shackled Stars. The Forge World of Riser is famed as the cradle from which many plasma-based weapon technologies have sprung. It is the originator of such wonders as the Stormblade and the Lehman Russ Executioner. Yet for all its magnificence and tech heritage, Riser is a world sorely embattled, caught amidst a storm of Xenos foes. From its thrumming forged temples to its colossal ochre-dust dunes, its smog-thick skies and acidic rivers, to its dense clouds of low-orbital industrial platforms, Riser stands besieged. The orcs of two vast migrations have converged upon this forge world in their billions. War Grax and War Rarguts, either of which by themselves possess the sheer strength and weight of numbers in brutish warriors and war machines to overwhelm entire Imperial systems, pour down upon Riser in endless waves. Savage orc techno-barbarians blast ancient and irreplaceable machineries to scrap, then add insult to injury by scavenging the wreckage in order to fashion ramshackle weapons of their own. Roaring with glee, hordes of orcs surge over the planet's surface in breakneck races and beat against the defenses of each forge complex like the crashing waves of a bestial storm. For all this, Riser remains unbowed. If anything, the world's tech priests could be accused of taking unseemly delight in some aspects of their world's predicament. With the express permission of their world's fabricated general, the priests of Riser unleash the most potent weapons in their arsenal upon the invaders, treating each new engagement as a testing ground and gathering reams of combat data from victory and defeat alike. From macro Gatling lasers and plasma disintegration cannons to building-sized transdimensional beamers, anti-gravitic minefields, electrovoltaic blunderbusses, and countless other martial esoterica, the priests of Riser unleash endless terrifying weaponries against the orc invaders. Of course, this has transformed the planet's surface into a hellish vision of total war. Yet neither the Risers themselves nor their foes appear perturbed by the nightmare they have created. Where once the rivers of material that surge along Riser's macroproductor arteries poured only outwards to supply dozens of war zones at once, now many lead to its defense. The Forge World has turned over portions of its immense military and industrial output to the seemingly endless war. Riser's ancient warships are no exception. After the Navis Imperialis cordon was punctured by the arrival of War Rarguts, the Forge World's own voidcraft have hunted orc vessels, unleashing esoteric cannons from a darker age on the Xenos. Nor does Riser fight alone. Colossal titans wade through the wreckage of blasted manufactura with guns thundering. Regiments of hard-bitten Catachan Imperial Guardsmen battle their alien foes through the toxic swamps of the Risen hinterlands. Through amassed martial might and ever-developing weaponry, the Forge World continues to resist the overwhelming invasion. Though the battle shows no end in sight, Riser's commitments to other war zones remain barely diminished, and they seek ever more diverse testing grounds for their protocols and materiel. Honed Blades. The orcs are too belligerent a threat ever to keep at arm's length forever. Thus, Riser and Skitarii regularly find themselves facing their ferocious foes in close quarters combat. This experience swiftly winnows those warriors who can hold their own in battle against hulking alien berserkers from those who cannot. The Forge World's priests view such battles as a chance to sharpen the collective blade of their Skitarii cohorts, and their soldiery have developed a well-earned reputation for brutality in their own right. I have been Baltimore, your faithful servant. Like and subscribe. Tip if I have earned your bounty. and do check out the video description for other entertainment opportunities. But most importantly of all, no matter what you do today, do try to make some time for fun. Toodaloo.